WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, the 101 segment discussed the SUMMI NPP satellite system. The name for this system comes from Werner Edward SUMMI, a Finnish-American educator, inventor, and scientist. He is considered the father of satellite meteorology. SUMMI was born in Eveleth, Minnesota, to John and Anna SUMMI in 1915. His parents arrived in the United States in 1902 from Finland. The family surname, SUMMI, is of Finnish origin and means Finland in Finnish. He was the sixth of seven children. He outlived all but two sisters, Esther and Edith. He received his first degree from Winona Teachers College, now Winona State University, and taught high school science. Later, he attended the University of Chicago, where he received his Ph.D. in 1953. By 1948, SUMMI was among the earliest faculty members of the Department of Meteorology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Together with Robert Parent, in 1965, SUMMI founded the Space Science and Engineering Center, SSEC, there. And from this came the first weather satellite to provide imagery from a geostationary orbit. It was named the Applications Technology Satellite, or ATS-1, and launched on December the 6th, 1966, with a spin-scan radiometer. The subsequent ATS-3 launched in November 1967 using a spin-scan camera made what would be known as the first color images of the whole Earth. SUMMI invented the spin-scan radiometer, which for many years was the instrument on the GOES weather satellites that generated the time sequences of cloud images seen on television weather shows. SUMMI also led the development of MCIDIS, which stands for Man-Computer Interactive Data Access System, in 1972, displaying the images produced by his satellites, such as MS-1 in 1974. SUMMI was a very popular professor, and he formally retired from teaching in 1986. During his career, he received numerous awards for his work on weather satellites. On January the 24th, 2012, NASA renamed the recently launched NPP Earth Monitoring Satellite after Dr. SUMMI. On that occasion, John Grunsfeld, Associate Administrator of NASA's Science Mission Directorate, said that Werner SUMMI's many scientific and engineering contributions were fundamental to our current ability to learn about Earth's weather and climate from space. Dr. SUMMI died in Madison, Wisconsin at the age of 79, yet another pioneer contributing to the effort to better understand the amazing atmosphere of our Earth. Inquiring mind with a weather question? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.